Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Free Sea Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free Sea God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, all spicy pictures and videos in South Korea have been banned. Distributing them is a felony, and you spend a year in prison for doing so. But has it helped the fertility rate? No, it's just crashing even further. Correlation does not equal causation, and this situation will get worse, as in 100 years it'll only be 3-4% of the current population in Korea. Maybe someone needs to check their testosterone levels with all that soy. Up next to Romeo and Juliet over the last 55 years. The picture on the bottom right is the broken wheel on the shopping cart. I also wasn't expecting another Predator so soon after the last one. Either that or a mixed martial arts face-off. But who's going to spend their hard-earned money during this awful inflation to see this film? Nobody. Well, at least it's not Romeo and Juliet. So far. Number three, this woman looks like she fell into grandma's sewing drawer. If you try and get a BJ, she'll turn your schwing-schwang into Swiss cheese. I also wouldn't rule out her not having as much metal in her camel toe region. I'm glad she looks so happy. Also, why does it have to be grandma's sewing drawer? Do today's woman even know how to sew? Moving on, this woman cried to her mother about how her husband was taking her kids away from her, and then only to learn that her mother was having an affair with her husband, and that it was all planned out. Well, I guess that's one way to make sure you get to see those grandkids. Have women always been this crazy? I think they've always been like this, but in the past, there were safeguards and social consequences to ensure that they didn't run wild. Number five, this whiteness studies professor says that white people who treat all races equally are dangerous. But who wastes their money on gaslighting institutions of lower education like this one? Not being racist is now considered racist with people like this. They don't want people to change their behavior. They just want everyone to be as crazy as they are. Also, wait a moment. Does this mean I should be racist, so I'm not dangerous? It's all so confusing. Up next, this teen rapper accidentally pew-pewed himself in the head and ended himself while filming his video for social media, winning the Darwin Award. Looks like one less fame-thirsty pookie for all the ladies out there. I guess this is the new face of black-on-black crime. I also don't think it was an accident. I really hope he learned his lesson, and he can still make his album, right? Number 7, the Muffington Post says to think twice before chopping your puppy's gonads off. But when it comes to supporting your transgender kids, just let them do what they want to do because they know what feels right and true to them. This just proves that the left values dogs over children. But what if my dog wants to change his gender? Should I think twice then? Moving on, these two Toronto Blue Jays fans are upset because they're in a stadium full of men, and not one single man wants to talk to them. Is it because they're two walking false accusation dispensers, or is it because they're chameleons only pretending to like the game of baseball? The one on the right should also wear a hat because she looks like she's having premature male pattern baldness. The funny thing is they aren't getting any attention, so then they go online to complain about it in order to get attention. Number 9, the boomers say that weak men create hard times. The millennials and zoomers jab back by saying you're the weak men who created those hard times. If you believe the Hausstrauss generational theory, then Gen X is going to have to be the one to clean up the mess and reset the system. Boomers also shouldn't be giving advice to younger generations because they bought their million-dollar homes with only 3 apples. Up next, Geppetto finishes a boy doll and welcomes him into the world. His doll Pinocchio says he doesn't identify as a boy, so Geppetto just puts him in the fire because he's damaged. Does anyone know where to find this particular version of Pinocchio? That's what he gets for listening to Jiminy Cricket and drag. Also, usually it's the parents operating the kids' puppet strings to get him to say stuff like this. Number 11 is a new study that shows what the 42 million Americans receiving food stamps are spending it on. They aren't buying broccoli. Of course they aren't. Broccoli is too expensive and has way too few calories. The goal is to keep them fat so they don't make it into their senior years and qualify for Medicare, thus saving the state money. I don't believe in CBDCs, but controlling what land whales eat would be good for them and improve their lives. But that's never going to happen. Moving on, looks like the Japanese haven't figured out Christmas yet. I don't think you're supposed to crucify Santa Claus unless maybe he brought you some coal for Christmas. Then again, maybe they think that Santa died for our toys. Maybe what they're doing really is crucifying consumerism with this. Apparently, they also have confused Colonel Sanders with Santa Claus, and so they celebrate Christmas at KFC. Have a very merry Kentucky Fried Christmas. Number 13, we have Big Red Chanty Bing saying that Barbie dolls are a patriarchal conspiracy to oppress women. Jackie Chan fires back by saying, "Didn't you invent the doll?" Chanty loses the argument, so she resorts to shaming by calling him a misogynist. This woman brings back memories from 2013 and 14, when she was the most ridiculous cartoon of a feminist in Toronto yelling in men's rights activists. Up next, if you see a bulge in a conservative woman's pants, it's a boomstick. But if you see one in a liberal woman's pants, it's a penis. And both are just as lethal for your behind. Conservative women want to take away your male freedom just as much as the liberal ones. Same female nature, but it's in a different wrapper. Stay away from both types of women, with and without penises. Number 15 looks like even climate change is sexist, because women and girls are hit hardest by extreme weather. No matter what happens in this world, remember that women and girls are always most affected. If an asteroid is about to hit the Earth, it's women that'll be hit the hardest, don't you know? What this article will mention is that men have higher body temperatures than women, so we end up feeling the warmth more than women do. For women, global warming will make them even more comfortable. Moving on, choose your wife. How about no? Of course, most guys would choose the one on the right. Younger, not a single mom, no tattoos, and a virgin. Only a moron would go with the one on the left. Whichever one you choose, they always end up the same. One is just hiding her female nature better. I'll let you guess which one that is. The sourdough in this case looks more appealing than both of these. Number 17, if bikinis were banned in Islamic countries, then shouldn't burqas be banned in the West? Yes, but the West is weak, so it allows them. But not to worry though, burqas will soon be the only clothing women can wear out in public in the West if the mass migration continues. When that happens, you know that spring break is going to be lame. Both of these ways of dressing are inappropriate. Can't we just meet someplace in the middle? Up next, feminism has destroyed marriage, the family unit, the concept of love, and soon men's desire to interact with women entirely. At that point, we will be free from them. So keep it up, ladies. The artificial woman lover bots will really be the nail in the coffin for the women. People used to laugh in MGTOW 10 years ago thinking men would never walk away en masse. And now they're shocked that we have. Number 19, someone sent a message saying that Dexter was dead. A minute later, Dexter is ready, and it was just an autocorrect. Either that or passive-aggressive gaslighting for some reason. Maybe they didn't want to give the dog back either. But I guess it's too late because it looks like the owner had a heart attack and died himself. No, wait. They're ready now. Sorry. I smell a lawsuit over a misunderstanding like this. Moving on, this woman met up with a man to make content for her Lonely Fools page. After they did their business, he left and didn't want to hang out or talk to her. And now she says it's impossible to find a good man. Plot twist. Maybe he didn't like playing with her joystick. Maybe he didn't want anyone to catch him with her because women like this are mopeds and fat chicks for many chasers. Maybe he was there just to bust a nut on her nut and then leave. I think this is just an ad for her page, though. Number 21, Kourtney Kardashian emotionally comes out as an autosexual. What the hell does that mean? Whatever it is, I think she's more of an attention sexual. But then again, which women aren't? Maybe autosexual means she's attracted to cars or something. But something tells me that having sex with her means automatic herpes. This is just a pathetic attempt for her to regain some relevance. Up next, this woman, instead of being happy that her boyfriend proposed to her, complained when he asked her to wear a pretty flowy dress. She told him not to tell her how to dress, so she wore cargo pants instead. But just look at her closed-off body language as he proposes. I give this marriage a year. He obviously doesn't wear the pants in the future marriage, nor the cargo shorts. This simp would skedaddle if he knew what was good for him, but he never will. She'll probably just leave him when she finds a better simp. Number 23, this woman says she accidentally ordered a $2,000 drink on New Year's Eve, and her husband left her at the bar. How can you order something without knowing the price? It always says the price right on the menu. She was also just shit-testing him, I suspect, and he passed by walking away. Besides, wouldn't the bartender double-check to make sure you want such an expensive beverage? She knew she just couldn't take responsibility and lied about it. Those eyes say it all. Moving on, we have the left's climate change experts, a bartender, and a high school dropout. At least it's not as bad as Canada, where we have a part-time ski instructor and substitute drama teacher as our prime minister. I guess some people just don't know how to stay in their lane. Number 25 and the last one in 2004, Lisa Sparks broke the record for being with the most men in a single day. 919 different simps in only 24 hours. I wonder how many STDs she collected that day. That's 47 seconds average per person. They were supposed to be in there for a minimum of 30 seconds and a maximum of 60. But after half an hour, she was so stretched out that it probably felt like you were throwing a sausage into a subway tunnel. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.